Hey, Nick.
Hey, Chase.
It's that time again.
What time is it?
Time for
Fuck This Place!
Feel pretty good. Mm-hmm. All right, well, hi, everybody. Welcome to Fuck This Place with Chase and Nick.
Oh, man. Nick Aragon?
Yeah, a Chase. McNeil.
Every week
we've never gotten this intro right. Our special guest today is Rachel Mack.
Yay.
She's here, and we kick off every episode, this is a legacy podcast, with a segment
sure,
that we like to call Fuck This Place, and it's about jobs and job postings. So, Richard, we have three to choose from.
Lovely.
So I'll read you the titles, and then you can just let me know which one catches your eye.
Gotcha.
Okay, so first one is Armed Guard Needed, Paid Cash. Armed Guard Needed, Paid Cash. Number two is Garage Doors.
Somewhere. For a job?
Yep. Okay. Just garage doors. And then last one is temp recruiting assistant. So it's guard.
Oh, I would say the first two sound good.
Okay, great. Well, then let's go with armed guard first.
Armed guard pays cash.
Mm-hmm. Armed guard.
I am looking for jobs. Yeah. So.
Okay, that's good. Well, then this could be the ticket. This is posted just 7 hours ago from the time of this recording.
Well, so. Imagine from the cell phone of a speeding car.
Yeah. So, okay. So we're just going to read through it and we'll see what's really going on. So armed guard needed, paid cash. Raise is the, okay. So this is, by the way, the first half, I would say, of this posting is all caps lock. So this is in Los Angeles generally. Doesn't give us much here. Then it says, immediately raise after 30-day probation, must be local. Bit of a red flag, but who knows. Next, it finally says what we're doing. Looking for armed guards in Los Angeles for dispensary. Okay, this kind of makes sense.
Yes, it does.
I'll be honest. I've not been into a single dispensary.
Nor have I.
In the LA area.
I'm the one?
Wait,
yeah. Has?
Wait, I did that show. Tema used to run that show at a dispensary, I believe, in North Hollywood.
That's
outside
right.
of that,
only
no.
Only right. fucking right. time?
That's the only time.
I've never been.
Wow.
Never been.
I look like a druggie.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. It's fine that you've been in. Do they all have armed guards?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is normal. This is normal for the states that it's not legal in. This is okay. Paid weekly. Okay, fine. No graveyard available. Which, strange, seems like a request.
It feels like they've been asked about graveyard shift a bunch.
Like, can I please work graveyard as an armed guard?
Which does make you worry about those people.
For sure.
Yeah.
The people in the dispensary?
Or the people that want to work graveyard at a dispensary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
But they're like, we're not going to even let you ask that question.
Yeah.
Maybe
let me cut you off there, but no, we don't have graveyard.
Maybe it's a security thing. Like maybe a lot of people who are looking for security jobs want graveyard shifts. You know what I mean? Like there's like... Like imagine if it's a mall, and I don't think there's an armed guard at a mall, but if you could work graveyard versus the regular time, I think I would prefer the graveyard because you're basically just sitting in a truck and driving around the mall and trying to make sure people don't get into the mall.
Sure, but the graveyard is when people are drunk and
sure,
they're
sure,
like,
sure.
oh,
bad things.
Also get high.
Yeah.
It's also, I feel like, are you going to rob us in the middle of the night, armed guard? Like, why do you want to be alone with all
our
of our
dispensaries
stuff?
Open 24
that's
hours?
That's curious. I am interested in what their hours are.
Maybe they've got a graveyard guy. Okay, so it says South Los Angeles area, so a little bit more specific. Open availability. Okay. To apply, respond by text or call, send copy of permits and copy of ID. So then there's some requirements here. I'm not too into the security guard game. Mm-hmm. But number one, must have a valid firearm permit. That makes sense. Must have a valid California guard card. Sounds like a thing.
Yeah, I didn't know that was, but it does, I guess, sound like
a food handler's card.
Yeah.
And then it says must own a reliable vehicle to get to and from work.
Sure.
Reasonable.
Again, this is still all painting pictures of other people who have applied. Mm-hmm. And like things yes. that they've had to filter out
at
over
least
time.
Half of every Craigslist post is just is just being mad at the people who used to work for you. You must have your own weapon. That seems like a bit much.
I would say that's where the real red flag is waving.
I just feel like you can't have a pistol owned by a dispensary. You make so much money.
Yeah.
What's
this is our group pistol? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how it works.
Yeah, the store pistol.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. Like, given all the specifics of the requirements before this, and this one just says must own your own weapon, I can't imagine that in 6 months it won't be must own your own weapon, not an assault rifle.
Like, yeah, it'll start, yeah.
Not a bazooka.
Not nunchucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, your own weapon. They don't specify at all. So it really could be, you could be a bow hunter and you're
I love it.
You brought it.
Just setting up bear traps around the building.
They are like allowing for creativity, you know? You just need a weapon.
I just feel like if you're bringing your own weapon, what are they giving you? Like, I guess they're giving you money. I just feel like, I don't know. It's like, you need me way
purpose.
More than, you don't even have a weapon.
It's weird that like, that they're sitting there and you just show up with a pistol and then you tell them I'm working here now. What are they going to do?
Right, you're
the only one with a pistol here.
That's what I'm saying. These people feel defenseless.
I mean, if I bring my kitchen knife, will that count?
I don't know. I mean, it's a weapon.
I can call and text.
It's a weapon. You can call and text to find out. Okay, it says, must have security uniform. Okay, that seems like, again, what are you giving me?
Yeah, they should be providing.
Must be well-groomed. Okay, fine. Must be 6 foot plus medium built. What is 6 foot plus medium? I guess it's like a skinny 6 foot person.
They don't want a lanky 6 footer.
Sure. And then must have open availability and willing to work weekends and holidays. Must be on time. Active cell or landline.
Wow.
And that's it.
This an old person must have written
this. Yeah.
Well, or they don't like, I mean, you know, maybe security guards don't need cell phones.
It feels like this whole thing, if it was like it was written by someone who also like cuts letters out of magazines and leaves notes like that. Mm-hmm. This whole thing feels very menacing.
There's also full time, $14 an hour. Is that enough?
That's less than minimum wage.
It does feel like it's less than minimum. Oh, it's cash. It's cash only. So maybe you're never an employee. This is
so
getting very
to,
sketchy.
Do you have to pay taxes? Yeah. So you're right. Saying?
Yeah,
I don't know.
We're looking for a pretty big guy who's got a pistol and can dress like a cop.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to give him cash to guard our weed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Correct. Yeah, that's what
we're
going to
pay
said.
Him very little.
So he's going to get very mad over time
and
eventually rob
and
us.
And expect him to protect us with his life.
Yes. And there's no record of you being, you're not even an, like, if you're getting paid cash, they're definitely not going to, like, make
background
you pay taxes.
Check you.
Yeah, background. Not like,
it's like, okay, well, I'll do it. Where do I go? There's, just all around South Los Angeles. we'll call you on the landline and we'll let you know where you're going to go.
I just feel like you should be, I mean, you know, to some degree, I think the dispensary should have a little bit of respect for themselves and just ask for the cell phone, you know.
I do think.
You know, if you're asking for, you have to bring your own weapon, I feel like it's okay to say. And your own car, I feel like it's okay to say you should have a cell phone.
You should have a cell phone.
You should have an active cell phone.
Do you think several people show up wearing different uniforms to this job? They're like,
definitely.
Yeah, but I work here too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think that.
Like one guy's dressed like a mall cop, and the other guy's dressed like Captain America. And they're just all like, security
uniforms. It's a uniform. Mm-hmm. There's stars on it.
I mean, I feel like you should have that liberty if you're getting paid just $14 an hour.
Yeah.
You aren't even an employee. You're just a guy who gets handed an amount of money weekly to stand inside or outside. Inside.
Should I text and ask if they have benefits?
You could text them. We could text them. Yeah, this is something we've never done in the fuck this place.
Reached out to one of these.
I could text them. Yeah. I could text them from my phone. That feels like a safer thing to do. We've got time. I'm just gonna say.
What you've been in every dispensary. What
everyone?
I frequent them frequently. Mm-hmm. Yes.
What about this posting have you seen in any dispensary? Are there normally guys 6 foot medium build in a uniform? They look like they brought
You know, I've actually seen a number of women.
Yeah.
Who are not slight women. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're hefty.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't say over 6 feet, but they do look scary.
Yeah.
They have weapons.
That
I'm
must
sure.
have been the job that they applied for said must look scary.
Yeah. We don't discriminate based on height, but
please be intimidated.
But please frighten me when you show up. I'm putting the number.
Oh,
in.
It's the Rose Garden Collective.
Is that a thing?
I mean, that's my favorite dispensary.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
No. I don't have a favorite dispensary.
I was fully in. I was
like, man, jackpot. Hey, the jackpot.
The Rose Garden Collective. All right. Okay. So I guess I'll just say responding to Craigslist posts.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Just text them, I have a gun. I have a gun.
Oh, yeah. I have a gun.
Responding to your Craigslist post, period. I have a gun, period. What are available hours, ?
That's pretty
right?
good. That's, yeah.
I have a gun when you're
concise.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
They know what you're after.
Man. This is how Chase
I'm putting I have a gun permits. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like you're trying to cover your ass.
Instead of just I have a gun, I just feel like, you know.
I mean, I have a gun sounds more fun.
I'm trying to get this guy to respond.
Sure, but we're also like kind of a comedy podcast.
All right, fine. It's already sent. It's too late. I have a gun /permits.
Okay.
I'm walking it back just a hair.
You're
saying I don't have permits. Follow up text.
I don't have permits. Got this on the black market. There's a silencer. Don't worry.
It's gonna be fine. You're okay. Okay. Well, I guess they'll either text back or they won't. I don't know.
Awesome.
Maybe we should move on to the next post. Oh wait. We should. What do we say about? Did we fuck this place?
I'm like fuck this place. I'm out. I'm not applying for this job.
I am also not applying for a lot of reasons, including my slight build.
Yeah, I'm not tall enough.
Okay, great. Fuck this place.
Certainly.
Next is garage doors in Pomona.
Love Pomona.
Where is Pomona? I truly don't know.
It's weird that they need garage doors.
It's the valley. Yeah, got it. They love garage doors in Pomona, specifically.
Big garage door town.
Okay, so we've got garage door company is looking for a garage door tech /installer. Garage door technician responsibilities. Oh, it does say garage door technician's responsibilities. Provide quality garage door /opener installations and services. All right.
Okay.
I don't have any idea what that means, but they do good. candidates must meet the following minimum requirements. Must have valid California driver's license. All right. Must have your own cell phone. These people have enough respect for themselves.
No fucking landline.
Nope. Yeah. You gotta, and you know, I think that it's fair at this point. We're 2019. We can ask for that. Customer relations skills. Not customer service, but
relations. Mm.
That doesn't mean you have to be nice. It just means you have to.
But what's the next requirement?
Oh, it says good communication skills.
Which is almost the same thing.
It is customer relations.
It looks like the person who posted this was lacking in communication skills. English is a must. Spanish is a big plus.
Oh, also, they didn't write out plus. They did the sign.
The sign plus.
That's correct.
Which
the addition sign.
Sprinkles in some fun, I think.
Yeah. I mean, you can't. Obviously, I'm pretty sure you can't have emojis on Craigslist.
Yeah.
It's
like
nice. When
someone's like, Spanish is a big T. What does that mean?
Must have a clean DMV record and driver's license. We've kind of been through that, but I get you want to be clean. 3 years experience is a must. 3 years.
Okay, like the implication is that you must already know how to do this job. But they don't ever say
they didn't.
Like it's implied, right, that this is a garage door installation job, but
yes.
Is that what it is? It's all just driving and talking to people stuff.
So far.
Is it sales?
I think it's we're a technician here. I mean they do say technician. But it does feel like sales so far. They've said driving, talk to people.
But they don't want any rookies, right? They don't want any rookies here. Is what they're with this 3 years thing? Unless that's 3 years of having a clean DMV record.
They don't want rookies on garage doors. That's for darn sure.
I mean, is it 3 years experience in something?
I got a lot of years. I got three plus years.
I mean, like, experience. They just don't want any children.
Yeah. Nope.
Professional.
Kids need not apply to this job.
It says Monday through Saturday. That's nice. You got Sundays off. No one wants to install a garage door on a Sunday. It's the Lord's Day. And then references is a plus.
But
wait,
spelled
references?
Out.
That's true. So, you know, Spanish is a big T. Reference is a plus. Must pass background check with asterisks. So they do, you know, these people actually, we said they didn't have good communication skills.
Mm. But I feel like asterisks are a little bit like, quote unquote background. like they're just going to ask one of your references. Are you willing to take one?
Yeah. I would like to not have you take one and me get charged for it. The right candidate will get company truck with paid gas.
Oh,
what about
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Hit those mics.
Hitting over mics in between the garage door gigs.
Pulling
up
with a truck, bunch of garage doors in the back.
Honestly, some of the mics are in garages.
Oh, that's true.
So, actually, you could.
So, I have 3 years' experience.
Tons. Here's the thing that does make you think this is a sales job. And maybe you all saw this before I did. But the compensation over here on the right says basic plus commission.
Yeah.
So, I think this is a garage tech position where you go and you say I can fix or install a garage door, and then you do it that same day.
Oh yeah, like a guy who fixed busted windshields in the mall parking lot, just drive up on people and be like, this is whack, I can fix this.
Does that happen?
That back home he's have that didn't have okay I just walked myself into that. Yeah, that happens a lot back home. Yeah,
did you do it?
No.
Are
you
Nick?
Guys are scamming. No, because they're scamming. Or they'll be like, hey, we can take this dent out of your car door.
They just
say,
do it in the mall parking lot?
Yeah, and then they drill into your door and pop it out, and now you have a hole in your door.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So they would vandalize your car for fun?
Wait.
I think they trick people into paying them to fix a dent in your car door.
Okay.
But in order
and
to
then,
do it.
And then they get paid, and then they just drill a hole and pop the dent out.
Right. But let's go back to this window situation. How do you grift someone on that? Like, they have a broken window.
I don't
window
think those people really grift. I just think they probably just do like a shoddy job.
Right.
Starts cracking again after like 25 miles.
Got it. Yeah, I've never experienced that at all. But yeah, this is.
But that's what this sounds like. This like a guy who like maybe he just like comes up and he like sees, he's like, this garage door is real shitty. Oh. Why don't you guys step up your garage door game?
Yeah. Because they don't list the company that you're working for or anything. Hmm. Which I understand this is Craigslist. You want some degree of distance, but you don't. What it doesn't say in here is like X. Like, how do I even know your company has 3 years of experience?
Yeah. What is the name of your company?
Correct.
Yeah.
At least we found out. I know we're crossing the streams, but we found out what the deal was. The company of the dispensary, they had a name.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Check the reply.
Oh,
see
yeah.
if there's
oh,
a...
Yeah.
Nope.
It's just... It's
they want to keep it private.
Yeah, very private.
This garage door thing's a hush-hush deal. We don't want a whole lot of people involved. Only the best of the best. 3 years experience to get in on this super
We've
secret.
We've been a company for 6 months, but we do need people who know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Really bad, because none of us do. And then employment type is full time, but they don't even give you an hourly plus commission. They just give you basic plus commission.
Yeah, I do wonder what that is. Mm-hmm. Is that minimum?
Guaranteed minimum. If anyone doesn't say the number, it has to be minimum.
It has to be minimum.
Unless they say something like, if it's garage door tech,
I can't imagine.
Maybe if it's like some kind of marketing or, you know, like maybe if it's like commensurate, if you use the word commensurate on experience, maybe there's a chance it's not minimum
but
wage.
Then those jobs aren't really on Craigslist.
Correct.
Yeah. I just feel like basic means minimum unless we can pay you less.
Correct.
Like we can find a way to pay you less then we will.
We would do
absolutely
that.
Whatever the basic is.
Well, we could pay you just straight cash.
But yeah, if you're getting commission, then this will pay more than the security guard job.
So, I mean, sure, but also I don't think
it feels safer than the security job too.
It's a little safer, certainly, but how? But
and you don't need to bring a weapon.
You don't have to bring a weapon.
It doesn't even bring up weapons in this one. The other one definitely brought up weapons.
Not once. But here's the bummer though. I'm not a garage door tech, but if I was, I would imagine that I was not so good at sales. That's why I'm a garage door tech.
Mm. That's fair.
You know what I mean? Fair. And if I'm a salesperson who's good at sales, I'm also probably good at sales because I'm not good at being a garage door tech or related fields.
They want a, like a jack of all trades, but specializes in garage doors.
With 3 years of experience. This is feels like a niche market, but this could be.
It does feel very niche.
But you know, Pomona could be a hotbed.
Yeah.
Of this sort of thing.
Maybe there might be like six people in Pomona that are like, I gotta jump on this.
Yeah.
This
or maybe, you know, people are like gonna relocate to Pomona.
I would
like I'm must really be passionate. To relocate.
Must
about
be well.
Garage doors.
Taking my kids out of school to move us.
I used to live in San Bernardino, and we are moving to the big city.
Moving from Sacramento, California, making the trip down to Pomona.
Well, you know, there's less garage doors in Sacramento.
It's like, honey, basic and commission. And commission, I'm going.
The American dream.
Basic plus commission, plus just to clarify. Mm-hmm. All right, well, what do we think?
I mean, if it's between this and the other, the armed guard, I do say I apply for this job.
I mean, I guess I would apply for this job if it's between this and an armed guard position at a dispensary
that you're too short for.
That I'm too short for. Yes, of course I'm applying for this. But that's I'm gonna
just on the whole of jobs, I still say fuck this place.
For sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got a feeling that's going to be our answer.
All the time.
Pretty much every job. Uh-huh. Even the jobs we all occupy currently, if we have. All right, fuck that place. Oh, by the way, quick update. I did get a text back from
Let's
the armed
it.
Guard number. It just says send certs and ID photo to this number. So we're dead in the water.
I mean,
I got no certs. I got no ID.
Send certs and what?
An ID, like a photo ID. He said ID photo, but he meant photo ID.
Wow.
Man.
So they thought you were legit. Should have just said, I have gun.
I really should have just said, I have gun. Mm. All right, yeah, fuck this place.
Yeah,
fuck this place.
Fuck it.
Rachel, what was your first job you've ever had?
My first job was at Starbucks Coffee Company.
No way.
Yes, was a barista.
Wow.
For years.
Years.
Because I started in high school and I worked also in college.
Right. It's a job you can return to.
Oh, yeah. I worked in L.A. briefly for like 3 months in Glendale. Mm-hmm. Worst time of my life.
Really? Well, what was the difference between the two? Between
you know, big differences.
Aside from like age and sort of giving up on life, you know. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So I worked in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Then I worked in Wheaton, Illinois. Mm-hmm. And I was like making good, like decent money. Mm-hmm. I think by the end, I was making $14 an hour plus tips.
Dang.
And like Wheaton, Illinois was a suburb of Chicago, so very wealthy. We got great tips. Mm. And then in Glendale, they did not start me at that because then I took a few years off.
Oh, right.
Okay. So they did not start me at
been on hiatus.
What I had been at. And also, it was the busiest drive-through Starbucks in LA.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Like statistically?
Statistically.
Wow.
Jesus.
And I remember, just the worst time of my life. I was also super new to LA and I didn't have any friends and I was working three jobs and I was like an hour into my shift and someone turned and ran into me and milk just spilled all over my shirt.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, I went to college.
I
started crying and my shift supervisor was like, listen, your break's not for another 3 hours.
We have got to get this coffee out the door.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Were you working
insane.
The drive-thru at that point?
I was probably in the drive-thru,
So God. what were the hours at that job? Busiest Starbucks?
My hours, they fluctuated.
Oh, no. I mean, like, what were the store hours? What
time? The store hours, they were open late. I mean, probably like 6 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Wow. So that's what, like a 5:30 open?
5:30 open.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. 11:30 close. That's brutal. That's so ugly.
Yeah, I would open, then go work this tutoring job, then go work this other kind of restaurant job.
Really?
Yep.
Wow, how long did you do?
I did that for maybe 6 months.
Wow. Hmm. Wow.
Yeah. It's about as long as you can handle. We were just talking
about the two-job
situation.
Yeah.
Like, how long can you really...
How long can you handle the limit? Like, you can handle it, but 6 months is the cap. Yeah. It's like as long as you can sustain never seeing yourself.
Yeah, I was saying that it actually, at least in the beginning, it gets a little easier as it goes on physically because your body gets used to being able to keep going like that. But mentally, you start to deteriorate. So you start eating yourself alive in your own head.
What, like, I just have, I have like a couple of questions about this busiest drive through. Like, first question, just one window?
I think there was just one window.
Oh my God. Sorry, there's just like a,
And I remember the manager, Renee, was like, we have to get people in and out in 3 minutes or less.
Three minutes?
Yes.
Oh my God.
In and out of the window?
That's including order, pay,
Et cetera.
Wow. Plus, plus whoever's inside, regular customers inside.
Yes, regular customers inside.
Oh, man.
And the tips, so shitty.
Yeah, yeah. Glendale's a bad place. I mean, it's fine, but it's
oh, I don't like Glendale. Glendale.
It's not full of good people.
Shout out to Glendale, but
like,
you are awful.
Like, not a surprise that the Glendale one has the most drive through. You know what I mean? There's something about that like
it's trashy.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm you know, from North Carolina. There's a chain there called Cookout that's like not whatever, but they have two. They're famed for having two drive through windows because it's mainly a drive through place.
Gotcha.
And I don't know. I just feel like, you know, the Glendale Starbucks doesn't have the dignity to accept their place in the world by having two windows, you know?
Yeah.
It's a part of the great denial of Glendale.
Yeah. You should talk to Renee about doing a...
About the great denial
renovation. Renee! Okay. She's definitely still there.
Let me ask you, how many people on shift then? If you're expected to do that in the drive-thru. These are always my kind of questions. Like,
a lot of nuts and bolts.
Yeah.
I would say maybe seven people at
a time.
Seven
people on shift. So you got two cashiers?
Two cashiers, two or three people on bar, I think two people on drive-through, a floater.
Oh, you get like a weird random sandwich order, throws everything. Someone's got to back off their job and go do a sandwich.
Oh, if you have to remake a drink, it's like...
Oh, forget it.
Oh,
forget
the 3 minutes is
it.
Out the door.
Yeah. You might as well just like... That's like one of your tires exploding on your car. It's like, well, this is all for shit now. Everything stops now.
And I just hate how the urgency that they place on this. It's like, we're making fucking Frappuccinos.
Yeah.
Like this doesn't matter.
This is like a unicorn. Yeah. Do you remember those drinks? I didn't drink them, but the ones.
I mean, this was before the unicorn days.
Of course it was before the unicorn days. But I'm just saying, that's where they were headed.
So.
Yeah.
Then, oh my God. Yeah, then it's like, I assume you have customers that that probably couldn't give you their order in 3 minutes. That would just come up. And I've said this, I think, on the podcast before. Customers come up and they don't know what they want. It's like, what were you doing in line this whole time? All you had to do was decide what you wanted.
Yeah.
I got a 3 minute thing I got to get to, bud.
We're a minute one.
Although I personally appreciated the break.
Oh, sure.
Right. I guess that's fair.
When
that's
just
fair.
Like, and you're like, I have nothing to do.
I'll wait.
You.
You know, I'm on mic.
when did you realize? Because, I mean, I imagine you took the Starbucks job here because you were like, well, I've done it before. Mm-hmm. It'll be
And I kind of enjoyed it before. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when did the dream die? By what process did the dream die?
Oh, I think my first day. Yeah. I was like, no one's having fun here.
Right.
Where's the banter?
There's no banter. I remember working with a woman who had gotten a nose job and regretted it. And I'm like... These are sad people.
Wow.
You know?
Wow, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Back in Illinois...
Wait, she worked at a Starbucks and used that money to get a nose job?
Wow. Yes.
Whoa. I mean, I respect it, but that sucks.
You think she got her money from the Starbucks? I don't know.
Oh,
well, why
I'm
else
sure.
would she be working
yeah.
at Starbucks?
Well, but she could just have, like, a wealthy parent or something. I don't know. Again,
then
don't
she
know
wouldn't
why.
Be working at Starbucks.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's
you're absolutely right. She paid for a nose job.
Yes.
From Starbucks
from
money.
From tips.
Yeah.
Oh, from 66 years of worth of tips.
Yes.
Oh my God, that sounds awful.
I still think about it sometimes.
Yeah. Those things like get in your blood, get in your bones.
Uh-huh.
Come up. Like old ghosts.
She regretted it.
She's like, my old nose is better.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, honestly, Starbucks money's probably not going to get you the best.
Uh-huh.
That's no, true. Yeah. But I mean, I've always had, I've had a long-standing relationship with my own nose. Uh-huh. And I was like, well, I'm never doing a thing to it because I don't want to be this woman.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Can you imagine like hating your nose to the point where you're like, I'll work myself to the bone to pay to fix this. And then you get it done and you're like, oh shit.
Yeah. Oh man, it's so tragic on so many levels.
Yeah, wow.
And she's got to go in with like her big bandage on her nose for a long time. Everyone's like, hey, new
can't
nose.
Can't wait to see that nose.
So exciting. You did it. You did it. She's all breathing all weird for months on end.
Oh, Lord.
It's because you were here. It's because you were here making coffee and you're still here.
Big banner when you come back celebrating you.
Yeah, I'm sure they had a banner. A
big old banner.
Man,
big
what, old a banner. What a miniature tragedy.
Yeah.
Because then, like, you're pretty much stuck. You know?
Oh, yeah,
like,
you're stuck with
you
that.
Hate your nose, and now you hate your nose more.
Uh-huh. You're probably making a weird whistling noise now when, you, when you're working real hard.
You have sleep apnea.
Yeah.
But you probably have, like, body dysmorphia to begin with.
Oh, right. Okay, here, let me ask you. What did you think of her nose?
Yeah.
The new, I know you might
I
have
mean,
only seen the new
fine.
One.
I mean, I thought it was fine.
It was fine?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe this was just in her head.
Yeah. It could have been just in her head. Uh-huh. I mean, she was, like...
She's plagued.
She was, I would say, of average attractiveness.
Okay.
It's possible that she looked better with the old nose.
Right.
Who knows?
We don't know.
But I'm like, you don't look grotesque or anything.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're
so,
fine.
So she would just casually drop that, like, I hate my nose.
I think it all came out maybe one night when I was closing with her and this other guy.
Oh, those
yeah,
late
dude,
night
it's when you're, when you're closing. That's
when you bond. Yeah.
Because you both hate it so much.
You're just like,
and you're so wet.
You're just man, like, fucking Rich forgot to fucking put away the whipped cream again.
And then it spoils.
Like, I fucking hate Rich. Mm-hmm. And you find out you guys all hate Rich.
And then she just goes, I hate my nose. I hate Rich and my nose. Man.
So she just casually brought it up one dark and stormy night.
I can't remember why she brought it up, but the other guy we were working with was so sweet, and he's like, you look fine, but your old nose was fine too.
Right.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And I was like,
it's a nice fella.
Damn.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Yeah. What, man.
R.I.P.
Well, do you have a job that's worse than that, or is that pretty much the worst job?
Oh.
I know it's hard to dig deep.
That was deeper. Very bad.
Yeah, that because that came with like the story of a fall, because you liked that job.
Uh-huh. First turn to worst.
Yeah, first and the worst.
Wow.
But it was so different, because when I started at Starbucks as a teenager, the guy, my manager, Brad, Radical.
B-Rad, yeah. Love
that
guy.
He was so obsessed with Starbucks. I thought I had joined a cult.
Oh, okay.
Have you heard of Starbucks people being like this?
I think I know a person from college who like, right after college, he's basically, from what I know, he's been managing Starbucks's, and I think he's a part of the cult.
Like, they love Frasier.
Well
like
he, I think he just got health insurance right out of college, you know? Uh-huh. Like, he majored in theater, and I think he went to, like, grad school or whatever, and then realized, like, oh, right. Yeah. And then immediately started working at Starbucks and got health insurance. I think, honestly, he just, like, got health insurance and was like, oh, right. Like, I'm going to be okay now.
Yeah.
So
I feel like Starbucks is probably one of those companies that, like, there's, like, kind of a... Oh, it's still a low tier, but it's you feel like a middle tier thing where you're working there and it feels like it's all right, you know, like it's like, oh, this is like a good job. And it's like, if you got any higher, then you'd ascend up into that evil cult that's up at the top there, you know, that weird cloud. But yeah, I could totally believe that someone
but
would
you can
like,
be
no,
sold
this
on
is it. Great. I love the company. Whatever.
You can be sold on it real early. Like, be real.
Oh. I mean, he calls it like the third place.
What?
He's like, this is not home and it's not work. It's the third place.
No,
that
dude.
Is super creepy.
Yeah.
That's
no.
real fucking weird.
Oh,
B-Rad.
And he would like demand that we not only get the customer's order, but like have a connection with them.
Hell yes.
Like deep eye contact.
Deep eye contact. Uh-huh. You have to ask them a question about like their day, where they're going.
Oh, man. He's drinking the Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
But it sounded like you liked being there at that one.
I mean, I was definitely afraid of Brad also, because
right.
I was 16, 17.
Yeah.
It's my first boss. I don't want to.
Guy's made of Frappuccinos. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Was the work, I mean, was everyone sort of, was the work environment, was everybody okay?
Yeah, everyone. I mean, a couple of people got fired, but.
Of course. Mm-hmm. For not asking like the right questions.
Sure. Or like. I think giving away free drinks.
Oh, right, no. Probably. Instead of asking what's your favorite color.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's not a good
that's
enough question.
That's lifeblood. You can't do that.
Yeah.
That's true.
But my sister worked there also. Mm. One summer we worked together.
Oh, yeah.
And
younger sister, older sister?
Younger sister.
Yes.
And so after B Radical, I think he might have gotten fired also, because I think he ended up sleeping with one of his coworkers.
Dude,
so
this guy
pretty
is
rad.
An interesting character.
I am interested in what he's up to.
Yeah,
Brad
yeah,
Wright.
Yeah.
I've tried to look him up a couple times. But so Deb took over, and she still manages.
She's still there.
The Sheboygan Southside Starbucks.
Really?
And one of our old coworkers, like, got married, had a kid, moved back to Sheboygan, and is working there part-time again. And she texted my sister, and she texted her a picture of my sister Holly's graduation picture that she had given Deb, like, 10 years ago.
It's still, like, it's on, still on the board there.
Wow.
You know, like...
Mm-hmm. It's, like, it's... do you think it's, like, at the end of The Shining when there's, like, all those pictures of people who, like, never leave?
I've
you
never
know,
seen
like,
The Shining.
I've never seen The Shining.
Oh, well, it's, like, the Starbucks that you work at. It's just those... Oh, your sister's soul is forever stuck yeah. there.
I mean, I want to go back. I haven't been back in years, and I'm going to go to see my family.
Just I want to... But yeah. I want to say don't.
Don't
say because no, I'd like to see you again. So I say no, don't ever go back.
They'll take your soul. Yeah. They'll make you a partner. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, they call the employees partners.
Oh,
is that Starbucks wide or is that
That's
just
Starbucks wide
partner? Wow.
But I mean, because yeah, Brad really bought into it. I think in Illinois, my manager was like, "Yeah, they all want to be like that, but we're gonna be realistic
we're
here.
Make coffee.
We're people at a job." Is what
yeah, 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 yeah. But yeah, Brad was like, "No, we are partners."
No, Rachel, we are partners.
We all own the company.
Yeah, it's just like he's a part of like the hive mind. Yep. Plugs. There's like weird lights coming from under his office door all the time. Oh,
yeah. B-Rad.
It sucks. B-Rad. I thought he was going to be cool.
I mean, you know.
He turned out to be weird in every way.
He
seemed cool. He
also had long hair that he kept in a little bun, and it was very oily all the time.
Uh-huh. So pre-man bun, just sort of like a World of Warcraft situation.
Yes, I'm sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And he's like, not only am I a part of this cult, but I also going to try to bang some of these chicks.
Man, that's where B-Rad took a turn.
Yeah. You think you know a guy. You think you know a guy from
You know,
that's
weird, it's weird you bring that up because there was this guy. There was this TCBY yogurt. TCBY, I guess I should say. Yogurt's repetitive. That was on this one road that left my high school. There were two ways out, and then there was... And this stoplight and the TCBY was right across the street. So like every child who left it was an elementary school, high school, and middle school all up this one road.
Oh wow!
And so
great location.
Oh, great location. And so the TCBY was just like after school was hopping, and there was a manager there. His name was Keith, I think, and he had a mustache, and he only hired hot girls to work. At like cheerleaders and whatever, and it was considered like this, like you know, like a social status of like you work at TCBY, but like
wow, like only the hot girls, they knew they were hot if they worked at TCBY
for sure. Well, I mean, they already knew they were hot, but they were like
that was when they were like super hot.
Well, like it was like cheerleaders official. Worked there. It was like a respectable day job, you know, or a respectable like after school job, you know, compared to like you know bussing tables or whatever.
Sure,
and. When I was in high school, I remember thinking like, you know, like, oh man, those are the cool girls. But now I'm thinking like, oh, Keith was a gross man.
Yeah.
A gross man. He had a mustache. Like it's a dead giveaway. Uh-huh. B-Rad had a ponytail, a greasy ponytail.
Yeah. I mean, more like a bun. He wore it in a bun.
Okay. Oh. All right. Sure.
But not up here. Down.
Pre-man
at the
bun.
Nape of his
like
neck.
a low nape low, of the neck.
Low bun.
A low bun. Yeah.
Well, because of the hat. You can't wear a man bun.
Oh, actually, we did not have to wear hats.
Tell me that B-Rad got that rule passed. Tell me that was a B-Rad.
I don't know. Is that a statewide or is it maybe now they have to wear hats?
Right.
But like, praise God, I didn't have to wear hats.
Yeah, no, I've done food service in other states where I didn't have to wear hats, but in California,
I mean,
I've had
to we had to wear our hair up.
Uh-huh. But yeah, not be too long.
This hair, I mean, my face really does need the hair.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't.
Mm-hmm. Fair. Mm-hmm. So then we just got to clarify. Glendale was the worst one.
Glendale
worst
was
job?
Probably the worst job. I mean, I did get fired recently, but.
Right. But you liked
that. And that was a bad experience.
Uh-huh. Right.
But
right.
I did enjoy the job.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you want to talk about that one?
You don't have to.
You don't have to.
I mean, I can briefly summarize.
Are you still in the midst of problems with it?
No,
it's
done. I mean, yeah. I worked at a school, a private school for rich kids.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Heidi Klum. Her kids go there.
Oh, really?
Nice. Yes. And
she's
Steel.
A big listener.
Yeah.
Big listener of the show.
She's a Patreon subscriber. She gets the bonus pods.
Seal smells better than any person I've ever met.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. I might have had him top five, but I like to know that he's the best.
Oh, really great smelling man.
Wow.
But also, I will say he and Heidi both seem very dumb.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sure. And you can say that now.
Yeah, I can.
You're free.
Yeah, unless Seal wants to sue me for defamation.
Yeah. You gave him a 1-2.
I like the part where I smell good, but I don't like the part of being dumb.
Yeah, I mean, you gave him a 1-2. I think everyone deserves a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
When I first met him, it was like open house, so it was the beginning of the year, and he was telling me about how he took his daughter to Paris for the first time that summer.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, yeah, I took her to Paris because I know that in her lifetime she'll go to Paris dozens of times. But I want her first time to be with a man who will always love her.
Well, that's really sweet, Seal.
Yeah, Seal, it's sweet, but no one can fucking relate to that.
Yeah, it's really sweet and very rich of you. Yes. Very, very rich words.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, cool, you know? Mm-hmm. Other people might say that about Whataburger, or like I want your first experience at In-N-Out
to be
with a man who will always love you, because I know you're gonna go to In-N-Out 1,000 more times in your life.
This was the same kid, his daughter, who she said her big thing over her summer was that she went to Target for the first time. She's like, I didn't buy anything though, of course.
Dude, of course. You didn't even stop by the one spot, you know, like the $1 thing. There's always cool stuff there. Like
there is.
Like maybe notebooks and stuff.
Yeah.
My mom loves that fucking spot. Shout out to my mom, also.
Also a big supporter.
Big supporter of the pod. So you're no longer at that job.
Okay, so yeah, that's the kind of school I was at, where we have
high
those
end.
Kinds of parents. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was there for almost 5 years. Mm-hmm. And
put in your time.
Yeah, I did. And I was a beloved teacher.
Beloved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great teacher. And some of the parents and the kids knew that I did stand up because my first year a different teacher told some kids that I did stand up
right away
to make me seem cool or something. And so it just haunted me. And so my whole time there I was anxious about this eventually catching up to me.
But also you're in an industry town. There's people who are, you know, in the industry in one form or another who have kids going to school. So, you would think there'd be a little bit of understanding there.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And the principal had seen me do stand up.
Mm-hmm.
I did stand up at one of our holiday parties.
Nice.
One year.
How'd it go?
Oh, crushed.
Hell
really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's great. I feel like those are those things that either go really well or terribly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. But they kind of know you, so they're just impressed happening.
I did a show once for teachers at a holiday party.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I bombed so hard. And they were mostly not listening. But it was weird because I remember it was obvious. I could just see it from the stage. Their entertainment was a band that couldn't, there was a problem and they couldn't play. And
oh,
so they
Lord.
Were just kind of off to the side trying to figure out whose fault it was that they wasn't going to work out tonight.
Okay.
And there was a tarot card reader and me. But I remember just all the teachers and staff were just getting so drunk. And I remember during my set thinking they're all just going to fuck. This is where they were very flirty with each other.
Oh, wow.
But
so you were not the main.
So attraction. That's what I thought was going to be.
How much time did you do?
I was supposed to do, I think, 10 minutes. I think I probably did 45. Not really. I did maybe 6. And no one noticed when I left.
Felt like 45.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn.
But it went well for you. That's great. Because I was I thought it was going to be another horror story.
Oh, yeah. No. And I mean, I would say almost all my coworkers really liked me.
Oh, that's great.
So.
So you have a good rapport.
I had a great
rapport. And your stand-up is in good regard with these people.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's good stand-up. We can vouch for that.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
And so but I was pretty careful about putting things online.
Right. Uh-huh. Exposure.
I tried to make a lot of my videos unlisted. And I made my Instagram private, which was annoying, but all the kids kept following me.
Yeah. Gotta get out of there.
Uh-huh. You got a snapshot of being famous.
Yeah,
sort of.
Yeah. Right.
And then anyways, I put up a video. It was a clean video actually.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Colbert lady wanted to see a video.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, I'm not going to make this private or unlisted in case she wants to like send it to other people.
Yeah.
I didn't know, you know, how that would work. So
it's fair.
I put it up and I had some jokes about teaching in it and I kind of forgot about it. And then a dad, Dan Bukatinski, look
fucking
him up.
Bukatinski.
Mm-hmm. He's in Scandal, apparently. He's in The Comeback also. Never seen him.
Yeah, oh, never gonna.
Yeah, no. Fuck him.
Never books.
So he emailed me and the principal.
Oh, just CC'd you on it?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And he said, this material is offensive. You're punching down. You're not representing the school well.
Like you mentioned the school. Like I work at this name school.
Yeah. And then he also like was, I'm a performer and I understand what performing is, but this was too far. Uh-huh. And then I got fired.
That's wow. It.
Yeah.
One email from Bukatinski.
One email. I mean, he's the PTA president.
Oh.
Okay. Well, that makes more sense.
Too much clout.
Yeah, he has
too much clout. Uh-huh. And
he's on Scandal. He's got all of Scandal backing him up. So. Yeah. There's that. Got the
Scandal listeners, not huge fans of the pod.
Not big fans. This isn't going to help.
No, it's not. We were alienating Scandal fans.
Yeah,
no,
we
fuck
got the other side
Scandal
of the story,
listeners.
Scandal listeners.
That's like, man, I'm a performer. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to say are you, but are you? I mean, like you act, but are you a performer? Like, are you performing for people?
And see, so he doesn't understand what stand-up is.
Correct.
Like, that I am doing a character.
Uh-huh. Right.
Also, he didn't really know me. I didn't have any of his kids
right.
in my class. A lot of the parents of my students uh-huh. were pissed uh-huh. Uh-huh. because they're like,
right.
Rachel
Why
loves
you rob
our kids.
This person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then this was also, I made a joke about how all the kids have learning differences. They have like ADHD or dyslexia, uh-huh. but they're also incredibly rich. So uh-huh. I was like, school's hard for them, but they have trust funds. So do we care?
Uh-huh, right.
And he hated that.
Good punchline.
And then like a few days after this, the college admission scandal broke. And it was like, Dan, my joke is validated.
Yeah.
It is actually truthful.
It's also like he's accusing, what was his position? What is he again?
PTA
president.
President. Okay.
Among
and
other
then
things.
He's also on Scandal.
Mm-hmm.
Busy schedule. And he's accusing you of punching down. Like he went out, he sought you out.
Yeah.
And punched pretty
down.
Far down.
To come
thank
after you.
You. Yes.
Yeah. Wow. To accuse you of punching down. Wow.
Also, yeah.
Talk about Scandal.
This is my livelihood.
Piece of shit.
Yeah,
man.
Is that how I live.
You did a lot of good work in that little.
That was a good little loop.
It was a good little loop.
Oh, that makes me so mad. I'm so mad on your behalf. I'm so mad. That makes me so mad. So, but you've never had any direct, like, back and forth with him outside of that email?
I tutored one of his kids one summer, but uh-huh. I never actually met him.
Okay.
I emailed him once to order an extra t-shirt for one of the kids because he was in charge of
t-shirt
orders.
Uh-huh. Wow. He was like, yeah, I got it.
Yeah, I got
you. I can do that, too.
But yeah, I do think like a lot of the parents came to my defense, wanted to get me rehired. Mm-hmm. And then some of them called him out. They're like, hey, Dan, you wrote a book about being a gay dad and you joke about your kids in your book. You are a hypocrite.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And so apparently he was going around
stuff.
The school and was like, oh, I guess I'm a hypocrite.
Oh, God, this guy sounds like such a piece of shit.
Consequenceless.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
What do you.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, like, what are you going to do now? Can you teach? Do you want to teach?
Yeah, I do want to teach. I have a kind of a part-time teaching job lined up for the fall, provided they don't find out about any of this.
No, about the books, yeah.
But it's sad. It's hard to find a good teaching job. I don't have my California license because I did my student teaching in Illinois.
Right, and private schools are different.
And so private schools I can teach at, but not public. Yeah, so it's sad.
Damn. Would you go back to that school? And if so, what would it take to get you back to that school?
I definitely would go back if they apologized and maybe if the administration had shifted.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Because I feel like they also didn't sit me down. They so that email was sent late one night. It's so like 11:30 one night.
Yeah.
And
drunkenly
then,
from an Android phone.
Oh, I'm sure it was drunken.
And it's
or
an
just
Android
like,
for goddamn sure.
He saw it. He immediately sent the email. Didn't even think about
it. Right.
And And so 9 a.m. the next morning, I was called into HR and they're like, we need to send you home. And I was like, am I fired? And they're like, we're not sure. And then at 5 p.m. that night, they had a courier service deliver me a letter of termination.
Oh, my God. So some kid on like a fixie bike shows up and it's just like, here. I don't know.
I didn't even get, like, I didn't talk to the principal. No one was like.
No process of any kind. No review. Mm-mm. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So I feel like they handled it really shitty.
Right. Yeah.
And then, like.
Well, they definitely handled it like they were terrified the whole time.
Yeah.
And it sounds like they knew what they were about to do was super shitty.
Yeah.
And they were like, we just have to. They just backdoors you the whole way.
Yeah.
To even to the point where they. Found some kid on the street who had a bike and told him.
It's not even a real courier service. Yeah, it's just a child.
Your boss yelled that to some kid riding his bike. He's like, hey, go tell Rachel she's fired.
Here's she's 20 fired. Bucks.
Yeah, we don't want to see her.
Oh, man, that's awful.
Yeah. And all my kids the next day, because I couldn't say goodbye to them.
Nothing.
I couldn't, like, what about your
stuff?
Do
you have stuff at the school?
Oh, they said I could come to school and pick it up on a Friday after like 5 p.m. Everyone was gone.
Right.
Wow.
Like I had fucking molested a kid. You know, they were treating me like a monster.
Right.
Like a
Brad.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like a Brad.
Like a B Rad. Oh my God.
But yeah, all my kids were like crying and they were asking the principal, like, what about second chances? What about forgiveness?
Oh, wow. Wow.
And the principal's like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The heart of a child.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, kids are better people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They believe,
yeah,
they understand justice. Yeah, yeah, for a while. Yeah. My kids were, though.
Sure, yeah. I believe that.
Oh, man. And so have you reached out to your kids at all? Like, have you had to, like, come to them, like, from the sewers, the only place? Like, they hear
like
you in their vents at night, just like, I still love you.
I do wonder, like, every time I'm in Santa Monica, which is not very often, I'm like, I could run into a kid here.
Right.
Because usually, I mean, they're all on the west side. I am tutoring one of my former students, because there are a couple of parents that really, really had my back.
Right.
And so one mom was like, please tutor her. Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Other parents didn't know me as well.
Right.
So
wow.
But I miss the kids.
Yeah, I bet. That's so shitty.
Yeah.
I hate this guy, Books.
Mm.
When I see him, I don't know. I'm not going to see him.
When I see him on scandals. Whatever network scandals on, I can only imagine it's TBS.
Yeah.
No, wait, USA. Then I'm going to be mad.
Okay. Well, we're supposed to have.
We have three closing
questions.
Okay.
And these are questions that we're supposedly asking everybody.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time we're doing it. Okay. Well, this one is about. I guess this is about the Starbucks job. The shitty one.
Glendale.
Like, when did you realize it at any point? Like, when was the point when you were like, "Nah, I'm out of here"? It doesn't mean you have to be the day you quit, but like. Could be months before. Were there any moments that you're like, this will not stand?
This is the turning.
Here. Definitely the milk in my clothes.
Milk in the clothes,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a good
and
one.
You can't, and the crying, and the your break
and
is in
crying,
3 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think also just in my interview, I was like,
okay, good.
I was like, I don't actually want this.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. In the interview.
In
the
interview. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I will not be able to survive this.
Yeah.
Fair. And then what's one good thing you took from that very bad job?
Well, yeah. I did write an essay about the nose girl.
Oh.
So.
Yeah. Where was the essay? What did you do with the essay?
I had this idea that I would write a book of essays.
Oh, cool.
Called The Nose, God, and My Vagina.
So compelling title.
Thank you. I wrote a collection of essays. Mm-hmm. Tried to get them published. Never did.
So okay. Far.
Mm-hmm. I feel like with a collection of essays, you have to already be famous.
For sure. But they're locked and loaded.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I've got content.
You get famous, bam.
I mean, that's the thing that people want and need when those things happen.
Yeah. Everyone fucking writes a book.
I mean, true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So... Yeah, it's like, I mean, second and third questions after like, okay, you've done this amount of thing that it gives you this much exposure. What else you got? And it's just like loaded in the hopper.
Yeah.
Is this gal who hates her nose twice?
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty good. And then and then last question is, what's one job that you'd really like to do or think you'd be good at, but you're currently completely unqualified for? It could be astronaut or, you know.
No, I'd like to be a lawyer focusing on civil rights cases.
Mm. Wow. Damn.
Or immigration.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a beast, Rachel.
I wish I had gone to law school. Mm-hmm. It just didn't seem like an option to me.
Sure.
When Why I was not? Young. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I didn't know, like...
You don't know people that go to law school.
I didn't know people that went to law school. I didn't know any women that went to law school. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. I felt like, oh, I'm going to be a teacher because I had good teachers.
Right.
I have the right personality to teach. So I didn't really think outside that.
You just never considered it. Yeah. No. Yeah, I guess I mean, I also never considered law school, but also shouldn't have considered law school.
Yeah. I was just like happy that I was not getting swindled out of dance in my car doors.
For sure.
I don't think law school ever came into my head as an option.
You were trying to survive
I was
that
like,
mall.
Yeah, I'm pretty smart. I got a trick today at
you
the mall.
You survived the mall parking lot.
Yeah, I won't be scammed at my mall.
Yeah. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here, guy.
Is there any world in which you would consider going to law school?
Definitely after I read, what is it called? Just Mercy. Have you guys heard of it?
No.
By Brian Stevenson.
No.
Have you heard
Shout
of him?
Shout out to Brian Stevenson.
Love
Brian
him.
Stevenson, big fan of the pod.
Brian Stevenson is a beast. He created the Equal Justice Initiative.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He is a lawyer who works to get, usually it's often black men who are in jail for a crime they didn't commit, often on death row. Uh-huh. And also he works to get people who were tried as adults when they were like 13.
Right.
Who are in there for life. Yeah. He tries to get them out. Uh-huh.
Good move.
Yeah. So he wrote a whole book and that really inspired me. And I was like, I need to go to law school, or my husband needs to go to law school, or I'll help pay my brother to go to law school. Like someone
go to law school.
I know. And then my brother's like, I don't know, I'm making pretty good money as a computer technician.
Yeah, he is. With a lot less debt.
He was like, Rachel, it's 3 a.m. Please. Yeah. I just want to go to bed. I've worked the morning.
But I do feel like I wish I didn't want to do comedy because
for sure
it's so dumb.
Too. That's half of what this podcast is about. Is I wish I didn't want to do comedy.
It's so stupid, and I do think I'm not going to try to do it forever. Mm-hmm. I will have an out, but by that time, like let's say I'll give myself 5 more years.
Sure,
I'll be 35. Mm-hmm. I can't go to a fucking law school when I'm 35. I'll have to study for another year for the LSAT,
right?
Then I will be 40 before I'm even practicing.
But people do that. I mean,
people do
tons
that.
Tons of people do
and
that.
And then also, if you make it in stand-up, you can probably just get into law school a lot easier.
Yeah.
Get famous. Famous people do whatever they want.
I recognize you. Yeah, come on in.
Kim Kardashian's a lawyer now, right?
Something is that
like
true?
No. Something like that. She's doing something with law now.
Yeah, but she's like, she's not a lawyer.
she's a lawyer.
She didn't pass the bar.
That's what I'm saying. Is like, she's, I'm sure, involved in legal matters that she's maybe donating money to.
Trying
she's
to get
not a
legal
lawyer.
Matters, Rachel? She probably could.
Shit. All right, well.
Well, that's the pod.
Fuck this place.
Fuck this place.
Fuck this place. Go to law school.
Hey, thanks everybody for listening.
Yeah, everybody, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast wherever you're listening. You can find Rachel Mack on Instagram at Your Rachel Mack. She also has a monthly comedy show in Pasadena, Bitch Face Comedy, every second Friday at Jones Coffee. Show starts at 8:30 and it's only $5. You can find out where Rachel's going to be performing on our website at comedianrachelmack.com/shows. She's hilarious, and if you don't know that by now, I don't know how to help you. All right, thanks for listening.
Fuck this place.